With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Russia has declared a federal-level emergency in the Kursk region following a large-scale incursion from Ukraine. Here's the BBC's Steve Rosenberg in Moscow.
The so-called counter-terrorism regime has been introduced in three Russian regions bordering Ukraine: Belgorod, Bryansk, and in Kursk region, where Ukrainian forces launched a large-scale attack earlier this week. The measures include tighter security, the commandeering of vehicles when deemed necessary, and the monitoring of phone calls. In Kursk region, the Russian military has brought in reinforcements, more tanks, more artillery, to help it restore control.
And the new policy comes just days after hundreds of Ukrainian troops poured across the border in what appeared to be Kiev's biggest attack on Russian soil since the war began. The Israeli military says it conducted a strike against a school in Gaza, claiming it hit a Hamas command center hidden inside the building. Most Americans agree democracy is on the ballot this November. What they disagree on is who's the threat.
An AP NORC poll shows that most Americans believe this year's presidential race will be crucial for the future of the country's democracy. Not surprisingly, given the political climate, voters see the threat differently based on their political views. Many Democrats continue to see Donald Trump as a threat to democracy after he tried to overturn the results of the 2020 election. But the poll findings also suggest that many of Trump's supporters agree with him that the Biden-Harris administration is the real threat. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Former Senator Jim Talent says Richard Nixon was a fighter and would have preferred to fight back against the charges that forced him from office.
I honestly think, A, he knew what the result was going to be, and B, he also was a patriot. And he knew that, he wasn't going to win, and it was going to hurt the country, so he quit.
Friday, Mike, 50 years since the resignation. This is SRN News. A lot of Americans don't like the First Amendment.
A new poll from the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression finds that 53% of adults believe the amendment goes, quote, too far. 47% say the amendment does not describe my thoughts at all. Most people associate the First Amendment with freedom of speech, when in fact it guarantees five freedoms, and the first one is the freedom of religion. It also protects freedom of assembly, freedom of petition, and freedom of the press. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge has ruled Florida's transgender health care ban discriminates against state employees and violates their civil rights. Chief U.S. District Judge Mark Walker says the state's ban violates the Civil Rights Act of 1964. It protects employees and job applicants from employment discrimination based on race, color, religion, sex, and national origin. This is SRN News. U.S. health officials have approved the first nasal spray to treat severe allergic reactions.
It offers an alternative to injectable products like EpiPen. The Food and Drug Administration approved the spray as an emergency treatment for adults and older children experiencing life-threatening allergic reactions. The new spray will be marketed under the brand name Neffy. It's one of several needle-free devices being developed to treat millions of Americans with severe allergies to food and other triggers. Keith Peters reporting.
Debbie has finally moved out of the U.S. after the storm spent the better part of the week unleashing tornadoes and flooding, damaging homes and taking several lives as it moved up the East Coast after first arriving in Florida as a hurricane. Debbie's last day over the U.S. before blowing into Canada inundated South Central New York and North Central Pennsylvania with heavy rains, prompting some evacuations. More details at SRNnews.com.